Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. A major witness has taken the stand in the criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. Stormy Daniels is an adult film star who claims to have had a sexual encounter with Trump in 2006. The case is centering on payments that were made to Daniels and to another woman to keep quiet about the alleged affairs ahead of the 2016 election. NPR's Jimena Bustillo reports from the courthouse in Manhattan.
Daniels is an adult film actor who received a $130,000 payment from Trump's then personal attorney, Michael Cohen, in 2016. Daniels has said that she had an affair with Trump after he married Melania Trump and just after the birth of his youngest son, Barron Trump. Although Trump has denied the affair, in 2018, Cohen admitted to the payments, and Trump acknowledged that Cohen represented him in the deal after first denying it. Those payments are now among the 34 allegedly falsified business records Trump is being tried for. Trump has pleaded not guilty to all the counts, saying that he was only paying his lawyer. Prosecutors argue the payments from Cohen to Daniels violated New York campaign finance law. Jimena Bustillo, NPR News, New York.
President Biden is scheduled to arrive on Capitol Hill at this hour. NPR's Tamara Keith reports the White House says during a ceremony, the president will underscore the right to free speech while condemning anti-Semitism.
This year's ceremony comes as protests opposing Israel's war with Hamas in Gaza roil college campuses. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says Biden will say that while there is a right to free speech, there is no place for anti-Semitism.
He will speak to the horrors of October 7th when Hamas unleashed the deadliest day for Jewish people since the Holocaust. And he will speak to how since October 7th, we've seen an alarming rise in anti-Semitism in the U.S., in our cities, our communities, and on our campuses.
She says Biden will also honor the memory of the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust and recommit to heeding the lessons of history. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The State Department completed a complicated global negotiation early this morning. It flew 12 people to the U.S. from Syria after they spent years in desert camps for refugees and relatives of Islamic militants. NPR Sasha Pfeiffer explains.
These camps hold about 45,000 people from around the world, and they're fertile ground for extremists. So the U.S. is pressing other countries to bring their citizens held there home. Some countries don't want to because they're afraid these people are terrorists, but the U.S. says it would be worse to leave them there and risk them being radicalized.
NPR Sasha Pfeiffer reporting. This is NPR News. Ukraine's security service says it has foiled a plot to assassinate President Volodymyr Zelensky and other top officials. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports the Ukrainian leader has been targeted several times since Russia invaded the country more than 2 years ago.
Ukraine's security service says it has exposed a network of Ukrainian agents working for Russia. Security service spokesman Artem Dekhtarenko said in a video statement that these agents were plotting with Russians to kill Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
До складу мережі, діяльність котрої ФСБ курувала з Москви.
Дехтаренко says the network included two colonels in the state security service who leaked classified information to Russia's Federal Security Service. Last month, Polish and Ukrainian prosecutors said that they had detained a man suspected of assisting in a Russian plot to kill Zelensky. And last summer, Ukraine's security services arrested a woman involved in another plot to kill the Ukrainian leader. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
Search and rescue efforts are underway at the site of an apartment building collapse in South Africa. The multi-story complex was in the process of being built when it crumbled, trapping dozens of construction workers under concrete debris. Officials say at least five people have died and dozens more are missing. 21 workers have been pulled from the rubble. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News, in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Greenlight. Want to teach your kids financial literacy? With Greenlight, kids and teens use a debit card of their own, while parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and savings in the app. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/NPR.